This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Work may start soon on the Mersey River Wind Project in Milton. Dan Roscoe is the CEO of Roswell Development, which owns Renewall Energy, the company that plans to build a 33 wind turbine farm on 80 hectares of Crown land west of the Mersey River. He told QCCR this week that the company is still on track to erect its first batch of windmills by late 2026.
We still hope to start in the next few months and take advantage of the summer season, and turbines are scheduled still to arrive, likely next June. It's still, a bit uncertain, plus or minus, but generally, middle of next year, still are planned to do 20 turbines in 26 and 13 turbines in 27.
Roscoe said most of the site clearing work has been done, and he expects crews to begin working on the roads this spring and summer.
We would have all loved to have a shovel in the ground by now, so we're still on schedule for 26.
There's a lot of excitement locally about the project, which promises to sell power directly to consumers, bypassing Nova Scotia Power. And Renewall says their rates will be lower and more stable than the privately owned utility. When a shipment of windmill blades showed up recently in Port Mersey Commercial Park in Brooklyn, people thought they were for the Mersey River project. Roscoe says that equipment doesn't belong to them. Those are for a wind farm in Benjamin's Mill near Falmouth.
Those are going to a project in Hance County. But that is the same route that we're planning to use for all of our components, not just the blades.
Roswell has about 30 commercial, industrial, and institutional customers already signed up for Mersey River Wind, including the region of Queens and other municipal governments in Halifax, Shelburne, and Bridgewater. And Roscoe said hundreds of individuals have added their names to a list of early residential customers. Those who live near the wind farm, essentially anybody in Queens County, will get priority access.
Many of our customers, there's this push for stability, especially in the public sector, where you're operating under, trying to operate under a fixed budget. If the power cost of, the electricity cost goes up, well, your cost of water treatment goes up. But if you can stabilize your cost of energy, well, that major input into your water treatment cost is now stabilized and predictable. I'd suggest that climate and so forth brings us together, but it's really the commercial terms that they can save money and have predictability going forward, which really gets people the most excited.
Roscoe says the company's community liaison committee will keep people updated as construction begins. Residents can also subscribe to the company's newsletter on the Mersey River Wind website or sign up to be a customer on the Renewall Energy website. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.